Hope everyone had a good Yantif season. Before we start, I just wanted to share with you two marmakamas about the Limud HaMasechta Sukkah, one of which I came across over Sukkot, the other which I was reminded of over Sukkot. The first is a citation of Minhagei Maril. The Minhagei Maril were not written by the Maril himself, but by Talmidim, so it's not his own writing. But the Minhagei Maril, Hilchas Chag HaSukkot, Ozayin, quotes that the Maril once asked Migadol Echad, why is it that Rashi, Shara Poskim, are more Marich in Maseches Sukkah and Erevin than any other Masechta? I'm not sure how you evaluate that. What does that mean, that the Rashis in Sukkah are longer? There are more words for Dibur Maskil, there are more Dibur Maskils per page. I'm not sure what that means. But the Maril seem to be convinced that there are more Rashis or longer Rashis in Maseches Sukkah and Erevin than other Masechtas. So yes, an anonymous Gadol, why is that the case? The Heshev lo lefisha dineim rechokim idas arias. The concepts are very difficult to understand. You could go in good, asik, good achis, love it, dofen akuma, lechi v'kora. L'hachi chazru haparshanim l'havinam u'laskilam l'kol. So that's why Rashi was marich in Sukkah and Erevin. Okay, we'll file that away somewhere. The second marmakom, which Rabbi Sachs is fond of quoting, I think he quotes it often in Sukkot, is in the Perish HaGaon on the Maseches Mishle. There's an introduction, which is a slight biography of the Gaon. The Gaon did write the Perish on Mishle, written by Talmidim. I'm not sure who the author of the biography here is, told this Rabbeinu Eliyahu. But he quotes here that he heard from one of the B'nai Bayis of the Gaon that once before Sukkot, the Gaon was giving Musar to the people in front of him. And he said that every Talmud has to be baki in one Maseches Baal Peh, so that he's not going to be Mevatil Bagisa Belechta Baderech, or if he finds himself in a place of that light, so he could chazer Masechta Baal Peh. So everyone has to know one Masechta Baal Peh. So the person who heard this from the Gaon decided to take the initiative and chazer Maseches Sukkah many times until he knew Maseches Sukkah Baal Peh. And then he went to the people around and he asked to be tested on it, that he knew Maseches Sukkah Baal Peh. Chol Ma'isukis, he comes in front of the Gaon with all the Chachamim Hagidolim sitting there, and he says, Revi, I learned Maseches Sukkah Baal Peh. So the Gaon said, should I give you Faher? Okay. So the Gaon asked him, how many times in Maseches Sukkah is a Machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? How many times is a Machlokas Reb Yosef? How many times is a Machlokas Abai Verava? So the guy knew about Baal Peh, didn't know that Baal Peh, and he did not know the answer. So the Gaon rattled off all the times of the Machlokas Reb Meir and Yehuda, Rabbi Reb Yosef, etc., etc. And then the Gaon also rattled off that in Maseches Sukkah, including Tosefta's and Yerushalmi's, there are 85 tsiurim of Sukkos Tsulos, Kaminyan Sukkah Chaser, and 91 Seerim of Sukkos Kesheros, Kaminyan Sukkah Mali. So that was the Gaon's understanding of what it means to be a Baki in a Masechta Baal Peh. Okay, so we have what to work on. What I want to focus on today a little bit is the Psul of Nechlekat Yomis and the Psul of Nista Kehemnik, which the Gemara introduces on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And we'll address that through the lens of the following question, whether these Psulim are considered psule hadar, or are they mishum lekicha tama? As we'll see, that generally speaking, if a psul is because of lekicha tama, it's not a complete lekicha, there's something chaser there, that psul is only relevant by yom harishon, as opposed to psule hadar, which is machlokas rishonim, but at least the Ramah is machmir on psule hadar, that they're nohe kol shiva. So what do we know about lekicha tama? So that we know from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the psul of an esrog chaser. There, the Gemara indicates that there's a difference between Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni, that the psul of chaser in esrog is only on Yantav Rishon, not on Yantav Sheni. And what is the nature of the psul of chaser in an esrog? So Tosos, in the beginning of the parak here on Kaftes Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Beina and Hadav Raleka, assumes that the psul of chaser be'esrog is a chisaron in lekicha tama. It's not a complete lekicha. The Gemara has lekicha tama in the context of that all the mina have to be taken together, it has to be a complete lakicha. The Tosa understands it also has to be that the actual chetza of the min that you have is a complete object, and if something is chaser, that's a chisaron in lakicha tama. So that being the case, you see from the Gemara's application of Esek HaChaser that Lekicha Tam is only Psal on Yontav Rishon, not Psal on Yontav Sheni. What about Psuli Hadar? So Psuli Hadar is a little bit more complicated. Tosas here assumes Dibur Maskel Be'inan Hadar Veleka, that Psuli Hadar are Noheg Kol Shiva. And Tosas in the end tries to present some kind of hagdaras as to how do we know what psulim are noheg kol shiva and what psulim are noheg only beyond the rishon. And Tosas concludes three lines from the bottom. That since yontiv rishon is deraisa b'gvulin and the rest of yontiv netilas lula b'gvulin is only zecher l'mikdash, Hilkach be'ikar l'kicha kegon dalin minin u'l'kicha l'kol echad tikun b'shar yomi ke'en deraisis. As far as the more global requirements of netilas lulav, that you have to take all dalin minim together, that was transferred to shar yomim because kol tikun rabbanu ke'en deraisis tikun v'chein v'hadar misham hidr mitzvah. And Hadar also was transferred to Shar Yamim Begvulin because Hidr Mitzvah is relevant Kol Shiva, that's what Tosfos assumes, as opposed to Chasar V'Sha'ol, where they weren't Misakein of Psul of Chasar and Psul of Sha'ol B'Shar Yamim. So Chasar L'Kicha Tama is not relevant B'Shar Yamim, Sha'ol is not relevant B'Shar Yamim, but Psuli Hadar and Psulim V'Etzem HaMitzvah, the Ikar L'Kicha, are Nohei Kol Shiva. Parenthetically, I think you see from the Tosos, not our issue today, but Tosos seems to assume that the psul of Sha'ol Lachem was only Noheg Yom Rishon even B'Mikdash. As the Tosos says, that there's no Ke'en D'Araisa in applying a psul Sha'ol to Kol Shiva B'Gvulin. So if Sha'ol was Noheg the entire week of Sukkot B'Mikdash, so that's not, that wouldn't be, if Shaul was Noheg, the Mikdash, Kol Shiva, the Tosfos wouldn't be saying that we don't transfer it because of the Ke'en D'Araisa, because that's Noheg, Noheg Kol Shiva, meaning, one second. Actually, maybe not. Okay, leave that. Right, so the bottom line, Tosfos assumes that the Psul Hadar is Noheg Kol Shiva. And that's against most of the Chachmei Svar and against the Rambam as well. The Chachmei Svar, quote a Yerushalmi, for example, the Ramban in his Chibur Lulav HaGazel, do you all have this volume? The Ramban wrote a Chibur Lulav HaGadol L'Haramban, which is reprinted in this nice edition. So the Ramban there quotes, the Ritva here on the Sugya quotes it as well, the Ramban there in Os Ches quotes a Yerushalmi, Os Hei quotes a Yerushalmi, Kol Apsulin Einan Psulin El B'Yantav Rishon B'Vat. So generally speaking, Yerushalmi says, well, Psulin are only Noheg on Yantav Rishon, and now B'Shar Yamim, presumably including Psulei Hadar. That's the Sach of the Rambam as well, in Parakhes Alachates, which is reflected in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tafresh Mem Tes Sefei. The Rambam's beginning of Rambam's Parakhes Alachates is quoted, Lashon Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Mem Tes Sefei, as follows. Kol Elusha Marna Shehem Psulim Ibnei Mumin Shebe Arnu. So that which is possible because of a mum in the min, omidne gezel ugneva, beyond of a rishon bilvad, of a bashar yamim kol kasha. That's basically lashon a Rambam. that kol elu shamarnu, including that which is pasul mishim muman, which presumably includes not only chaser but hadar as well, is pasul b'shar yamim. So the position of the Rambam, the position of the Rabban, the Ritva, and many of you shown him, is that the position of the Mechaber Lalach is absolutely hadar, or also only noheg biyom risha, but not b'shar yamim, as opposed to shita satosvos. The Ramah, in some of the serum here, is machmir, or suggests a minig is to be machmir. And the Magen Avraham writes that as well in Simen Tafresh Mem Hei, Seif Katan Vav, Tafresh Mem Hei, Seif Katan Vav, that our practice is to be choshesh at least, that psulei hadar are noheg kol shiva. Why would psulei hadar only be noheg biyom rishon? The Ramban writes in Os Yid Zayin of his Lulav Hagadol the following line, Lohi kilu ele bipsulim machmas noyan. So Chazal were makel not to extend the psulim to Sha'ar Yamim by those psulim that are because of Noi. Shalaratza lahachmir binoyehen visheni nimnesha einan mitsuyin b'chol makam. So they don't want to be machmir on psulei Noi beyond Yontav Rishon because proper lulavim are not so accessible. Ve'ematrichen alitzibri yosemidai. So as not to create an undue tircha, Chazal didn't extend psulei hadar to Sha'ar Yamim. Now you could have said, well, if you have the lulav available at Yontav Rishon, presumably it's still going to be available at Yontav Sheni. I'm not sure about that. Unless he means that there are a limited number of lulavim that don't have a psul hadar. So on Yontav Rishon, Evan will go to the rabbi to use his lulav because he's the only one in town who could manage to get a proper lulav. But Yontav Sheni and on, everyone else has their own lulavim, which are only have a psul hadar, but not other psulim, so they'll be able to take those the rest of Yontav. Yeah.
According to the Ramban, the mikdash would have five kosher.
According to the Ramban, the mikdash would apply kosher. Correct. Okay. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Tafresh Mem Hei Seif Katan Vav, Tafresh Mem Hei Seif Katan Vav, quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes that the psul of Nechel Kat Yomes and the psul of Nistak, what we call Hemnik, Nistak Hemnik, are both Mishum Lekichatama. So the Rabbeinu Yochanan writes that all other psulim, all other psulei hadar, are noe kol shiva. He assumes like the Bali Tosos, because he's one of the Bali Tosos, Tom of the Rush. And however, Nechel Kat Yomes or Nistak, that's only mishum l'kichatama, and therefore it's only pasul b'yom harisha. Okay, that's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rabbeinu Yochanan, that the psul of Nechel Kat Yomes is mishum l'kichatama. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this lahalacha, quotes the Magen Avraham lahalacha in Siman Tafresh Mem Hei Seif Katan Yud Zayin. Okay, so according to Rabbeinu Yochanan, it's Mishum Lekichatam. Rabbeinu Yochanan writes explicitly, therefore, it's only knowing beyond the Rishon and not Shar Yimei Hachag. How does he know that? We don't find explicitly anywhere in the Gemara an application of Lekichatama or Psulei Chaser Kwa Chaser by Elulav. By Esrog we have Lekichatama in the context of Chaser, etc. But we don't have explicitly that there's a Psul Chaser Lekichatama by Lulav. So in this Sefer Chakasif, written by the author of the Sefer Arba Saminim, Sefer Arba Saminim, I think we quite last time we quoted Sefer Sukkah, but the Mechaber is Rav Eliyahu Weisfish, the first authoritative Kitzer book on Hilchos Sukkah, which I think was published in the 70s. So years later, in the year 2000, he published an addendum, Sefer Chakasif L'Chag HaSukkos, which are more sugyos and iunim on the topics that he didn't get to in the first volumes. So he writes over here, Sima Mem Ches, he thinks that the Rabbein Yerucham is based on the following. At a first glance, you would assume there's no psul of chaser, no psul of l'kikatama when it comes to lulav. After all, he quotes some Rishonim, among them the Sefer Michtam, who point out that the Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, talks about dafka niktam rosho, because there is no psul of chaser by lulav. It's only if it's niktam rosho, if something happens at the very top, then there's a psul. But let's say you're missing half, or less than half of the shedder, you're missing a significant part of the leaves, it would still be a kasher lulav, because there's no fundamental psul of chaser when it comes to lulav. So how does Rabbeinu Yochanan come off saying that nechal katiyomis is mishum l'kichatama? So he thinks, at least Rabbeinu Yochanan understood, that's the mashmos of the Gemara and daf lamed beis amud aleph. But the Gemara says the following. Vayra Papa, Nechlekat Yomis, now, what's the dimma Nechlekat Yomis? Tashma, the Amar Yochanan, Ramasun, Amar Bishuv, and Levi, Nitlat Yomis Pasel. My love, who did Nechleka? Lo, Nitlashani, Dachasulay. So the Gemara says that Nitla isn't necessarily learned from Nechleka. Nechleka isn't necessarily learned from Nitla, because when it comes to Nitla, HaChaserle. So apparently you see from there that there is a notion of Chaser in Hilchos Lulav. There is a notion of L'kichatama. And also by Nistak, right, the Gemara's formulation of the Psul of Hemnik is Kavod Saduk. Sadik is the Avika Hemnik. So Sadik is the same lashon the Gemara uses for Esra Galamed Vav, the Mishnah, for one of the Psulei Chaser in Esra. So the use of the term Sadik and the use of the term, at least the context, of Chaser, by Nitla indicates there is such a Musag of the Kichatama when it comes to Lulav. So that's the Shita of Beni Ruchim, quoted by the Magen Avraham, Nachla Katiyomas and Nistak Kehemnik are Mishum L'kichatam. The Kiva Eger in Chidushim, in Rosh V'Chidush, the Chidushim, asks our Rabbeinu Yerucham from Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek. Tosfos writes on the Mishnah Nikta Rosho, Kasha, Dibi Gemara, Ka'amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Nitlat Yom Es Pasol. So the Gemara has the din of an Amora, that Nitla Tiyomis is Pasol, if the Tiyomis is removed. And that's the same, Ola Emsai, those are the same top leaves that Rashi understood Nitta Moshe talking about. Va'afil v'nitta Moshe Pasol kashake Nitla Lagami. So what's the Rishu ben Levi adding to the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling you that if the top leaf is cut off, it's Pasol. So obviously, isn't that the same thing as Nitla? What does Nitla add to Nikta? If the definition of Nikta Moshe is Dafka of the Alim HaEmsayim, then it sounds like Nitla Hatiyomes is not adding anything to the din of Nikta Moshe. Yeah, that's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos answers, Sarab Lomar, the Nikta Moshe Mari Barov Alim HaYonim. So the first part of Tosfos is that no, Nikta Moshe is Dafka if it's Rov Alim HaYonim, not Dafka the Alim HaEmsayim. And the din of Nitlat Yomis is only by the Alim HaEmsayim. Fine. Inami. Istrach Leila Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Lashmi Inan Nitla. No, there's another Chiddush that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi has to tell you why Nitla is Pasul. Desalkadayte Dechashav Hadar Tvemi Nitim. You might have thought that Nitla is more Hadar than Nitim, even if it's referring to the same Alim. If something is Nitim, so that doesn't look nice, it was just chopped off, as opposed to Nitla, where it was removed smoothly, so maybe that's more Hadar. So maybe Nitim is a grosser violation of Hadar than Nitla. Okay, so says Rabbi Kiveger, Tosfos is discussing the relative strengths of soul of Nikdam versus Nitla as being a function of Hadar. And the Gemara Lamed Beis says that the soul of Nechluka is Kamisha Nitla. That's the last line of that sugya. The Amr of Yochir Rebastu Amr of Shimalevi Nechluka Tiyamas Nasa Kamisha Nitla Tiyamas Apostle. So don't you see from Tosfos that the psul of Nechluka Tiyomes is Misham Hadar? Because the Gemara says Nechluka is equivalent to Nitla, and Tosfos says Nitla and Nikdam are all Misham Hadar. Hava Mina, you might have thought that only Nikdam is a psul of Hadar, and Nitla isn't a psul of Hadar, Kamashal and Rabbi Shua Levi, then Nitla is a psul of Hadar. So Kivayi asks on Rabbeinu Rukam, don't you see the Feirush in Tosfos that the psul of Nechlukat Yomes is Misham Hadar? Okay? So it could be that's about Machlokas Tosos and Rabbeinu Rukam. But Rabbi Weisfisher points out, and Rabbi Carr points out in Hilchos Chag B'Chag, that if you read the Rabbeinu Rukam carefully, so you never, it used to be that you couldn't read the Rabbeinu Rukam carefully because the Rabbeinu Rukam was always a very difficult print with a lot of mistakes. And the Chidar writes in the Shema Gedolim that there is some kind of curse that whoever tried to annotate the Rabbeinu Rukam was killed. Either the work was destroyed or the person died. So no one touched the Rabbeinu Rukam to annotate it or to make a fancy edition until a couple years ago. So I don't know who that editor is or where he is now, but I just noticed this past year the Beis Medrash got a new fancy edition of Rabbeinu Rukam that's all typeset with footnotes. So I looked it up. In fact, the Rabbeinu Rukam does write in Nisiv Ches, I think, section Dalit, as we quote it, but he also quotes this Tosfos. He also quotes this Teretz HaTosfos by Nikdam Rosha. So you can't really say it's the Machlokas of Rabbeinu Rukam and the Bali Tosfos, if Rabbeinu Rukam quotes that Tosfos himself. And furthermore, Rabbi Weisfish points out the following. Tosfos in Bava Kamma also says, like our Tosfos, the Teretz of Nikdam Rosha, the Tosfos there writes the following as well. Sadi Vava Menalif Dibra Maskel Nechlokat Yomis. Sadi Vava Menalif Bava Kamma Dibra Maskel Nechlokat Yomis. Masari B'Chubas HaGaonim Nechlukat Yomes Oso Hotsa HaElyon Berosh HaLulav She'en Hotsa L'mal Himena. So what does Tiyomes mean? It's the middle tallest leaf. V'hu kishnei hotsin devukin zevazev v'negron Tiyomes. So this Shitas Gaonim actually means that the two uppermost leaves, where there's a split between them, not the double leaf, but the two uppermost leaves that themselves may be double, where there's a split, that's Nechlukat Yomes. And then Tosfos writes, L'Dereyem lo yimatse lanu lulu kasher, ki b'torach nimsan osan shiesh lehem tiyomes kazeh, afilo echad b'chamesh meos. That's the definition of Nechlukat Yomes. You'll be hard-pressed to find a kasher lulav. Yesh lomar, sha'af l'divrayim ein psul ella shahaya mitchila k'inyin zev v'nechlok. Sh'neshtarim v'yasa. Tosfos writes, no. According to the Shita Segoni, you have to say that the psul of nechlokat yomes is only relevant where it started off tight and then it split. But if it grows that way, then that's not a psul of nechlokat yomes. It's if the definition of tiyomes is what we call a double tiyomes, and naturally, the double tiyomes, the leaves are not connected when they grow. So the fact that those leaves are split is not a psul of nechlukah. Nechlukah is only psul where it grew connected, and then it splits. So he points out over here, Simon Memches, that distinction to say that Nechlukah is only psul if it grew together and then split, as opposed to if it grew that way, There's a Chumash Hadash and Psakim Simin Sadites, Chumash Hadash and Psakim Simin Sadites, who says that that chiluk only makes sense by psulei chaser. If I have something that grew in a certain way, I can't call that chaser because that's how it grew. Chaser means that it grew a certain way and something's missing from the original growth. If that's how it grew, and now something's missing or split, I can't call that chaser. But when it comes to psulei hadar, if something objectively isn't hadar, it doesn't make a difference if it grew that way or not. It's not hadar. Okay, so that's what the Chumash Hadeshin writes in the context of Esrogim, in Psakim Simin Sadites, that if you have something that's pasul mishum chaser, so then it doesn't make a difference whether, so then there is a difference whether it grew that way or not. If it grew a certain way, then you can't call it a psul chaser. But if something's pasul mishum hadar, it doesn't make a difference if it grew that way or not. If it objectively doesn't look nice, then that's psul hadar. So says the Chag HaSif here, Semim Emchas, if Tosas is saying that Nechel Katyomis is only pasul where it grew that way, so where it didn't grow that way and then it split, so isn't Tosas saying that the psul of Nechel Katyomis is Mishum Chaser and not Mishum is Mishum Chaser, not Mishum Hadar? So don't you see that Tosus himself is saying that it's Lekicha Tama and not Hadar? And don't tell me that two Tosim with two different Mesechtos, two different Shitos, because Tosus himself, in the very next Ibra Maskil, say the same as our Tosus here in Mesecha Sukkah. Okay? That's his Ara. So based on that, he suggests the following. And I think Rabbi Karp may be saying something similar. Rabbi Karp also wrote a sefer, Mishmeres HaMoed, which is Aladaf. I didn't quite understand what he's saying there, but it may be something along these lines. So Weisfish suggests the following, that maybe, really there's no machlokas Tosas of Beni Ruchim, and Evan agrees that the psul of Nechel Kat Yomes is Mishum Lekicha Tama, not Mishum Hadar. And how do you read Tosfos? The Tosfos is really bothered by the following. That why is Rabbi Shimon Levi telling us this din of Nechel Kat Yomes or of Nitlat Yomes? What's he adding? Shouldn't it be pasul mi din Niptam? So Tosas writes, Istok Leila Rabbi Shuba Leila Lashmina Nitla, the Saga Daiti the Chash of Hadar Tvemi Niktam. You might have thought that Nitla is more Hadar than Niktam, and therefore is not a Psol Hadar. So the Kamashra line is not that it is a Psol Hadar, but it's that even though it's not a Psol Hadar, it's still Pasol Mishum Laki Chatam. Again, you might have thought, Istuklash mi'inan nitla, the sagadaita the chashiv hadar tfei niktam, you might have thought that it's more hadar than niktam, and therefore it's not possible at all. Kamash malan, it is possible, but not mishim hadar, but because of l'ki chatam. That's his suggestion. Kivega clearly did understand this way, but that's his suggestion to explain how maybe Rabbeinu Yochum and Tosfos aren't arguing. Rabbi Karp points out, Hilchas Chai B'chai Paragimel Ara 12, that the Ramban over here in Os Memches assumes that the Psul of Nechel Kat Yomes is subsumed under Nifritsu Olav. Within the general category of Nifritsu Olav. Nifritsu Olav is where the leaves are no longer connected. So if it's Nechel Kat Yomes, that's the equivalent of the leaf not being connected to the lulav anymore, and if it's a lulav, it's pasul kol sheva. That's not a lulav anymore. The Rebbe Kar points out, maybe the Ramban is only saying that lishitas, and the Ramban assumes, like what many assume to be shitas Rambam and shitas Hamechaber, that the psul of nachakatiyomis is only by row, is by row valid. Machlokas within the Rambam doesn't mean, so Rambam saying rov alin or all the alin, but the Rosh understands the Rambam, that's how it seems to be quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that it means rov alin. So the psul of nechel katiyomis is not the alin saidafka, but it has to be rov of the alin are nechlikum. So then it makes sense if rov of the alin are nechliku, so that's more analogous to nifritsu. Nifritsu, all the leaves are, rov of the leaves are disconnected from the shedra. And nechlekatiyomis also, the leaves are disconnected, halachically speaking. But if the psul of nechlekatiyomis is dafka in the olahem soi, which is the position of the Ramallah, halacha simen taf reish mem hei seif gimel, so then it wouldn't make sense to compare it to nifritsu and to say for that reason that it's psul kol shiva. And what's the din? This may be relevant to the following. What's the din by a double tiomes where only one of the two parts of the tiomes is nechlok? So we quoted before, Tosfos Bavakama says the shita sagodim is that the definition of tiomes is what we call a double tiomes, and nechlok tiomes is where the two double tiomesim are split. But what happens if you have a double tiomes? So we assume not like the Gaonim. The Gaonim is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But let's say you have a double tiomes, and one of the double tiomesim is split. So does that have the din? According to we who follow the Ramah, that the psul of nechlekat tiomes is dafka in the Allah ha'elyon ha'emsai. So what if you have two Allah elyon emsais? So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Tesvav, Simon Tuf Reish Mem He Sifkatan Tesvav, Mishnah Brura writes, V'im Kala Hashedra V'shnei Alin, Yesh Al Shneim Shem Tiyomis, they both have the Din of Tiyomis, V'im Nechla Ka'achas Me'em Pasol. And if one of them is split, then it's Pasol. Where is this from? Bach. The Elia Rabba. So if only one of them is split, that's pasul. If you look at the Chazon Ish, Simen Kuf Mem He Os Dalid, Simen Kuf Mem He Os Dalid, Chazon Ish writes the following. Kol B'Beis Olin V'Nechlaka Achas, Shapir Yishlomer D'Lom Nifsol, Ad Shiachal Kushteyek. So it makes sense, it's only possible if they're both split. The kol shenishar echas shalem, as long as one of the two tiyomsim is still intact, yesh lach shoves ha'ala hazel tiyomes. It's still considered a tiyomes. Yesh lomer dakasi hadar hu. That's still considered hadar. So mistaver that the Mishnah Brura, who's machmir, is assuming it's a psul of lekichatam, it's a psul of chaser in a sense. So what difference does it make if the definition of tiyomis includes both tiyomsin? So what difference does it make that one of them is intact if the other one is split? If it's a psul hadar, you could probably argue either way, but the Chazon Ish thinks that as long as one of the tiyomsin is intact, that's sufficiently hadar. But if it's mishum lekichatama, and that's other the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Magen Avraham from the Rebbeinu Yeruchim, that the psul of nechlekah is mishum lekichatama, then it's mistaver that you'd have a chisaron of lekichatama, even if one of the tiyomsim is split, notwithstanding the fact that the other is still intact. As we said, the Rabbeinu Yerucham applies this to Hemnik as well. Machlokas Shoda, Machlokas HaPoskim, what the Gedder of Psol Hemnik is, as we're running out of time, you can't really focus on that too much. If you're Macher in Hemnik, and if Hemnik is a Kol Shehu or close to a Kol Shehu, it's very difficult to find the Lulav that's not a Hemnik. It was said, Chazinish is quoted as having said that he never saw a Husher Eir of Apostle of Mikvah. So, could be said also along the lines that it's hard to find a pasul esrog and hard to find a kasher lulav. Because if you're machmir on nechlekat yomis, and that's less of a problem, you're machmir in hemnik, that any slight natural V shape on the top of the tip of the yomis is a problem of hemnik. So that's true with most of our lulavim. The Ran here in the Bedape Rif, the beginning of the third paragraph, seems to say that it's Bukal Shehu. The Rabbeinu Yerucham himself is from the Mekilim that it only applies if the Hemnik goes deep into the Shedra. So it could be along the lines of what we quoted before from the Trumas HaDeshen, that if you work with the distinction between that which is natural and that which is imposed on the lulav, and assume that the natural, something which is part of the natural growth, cannot be a chisaron of lekicha tama, so then it would make sense that if you have a natural hemnik and that's the way it grows with a slight V shape on the top, that shouldn't be called a hemnik. That shouldn't be a psul of nistak. So if that's true, Ben Yerucham is consistent, that he's from the makilim on hemnik, and if you assume that the psul is lekichatama, that makes sense, that a slight hemnik, which is part of the natural growth, would not be a psul. As opposed to, if you view it as a psul of hadar, then hadar could apply even to something which is natural. There could be that distinction is in Mukbach, because Rafael Reichman pointed out, you go from the opposite direction of where we were coming, so you could say that you see from Ibn Kivager, in his analysis of the Tosos, that Ibn Kivager assumes you could have a psal Hadar, so you could have a, right, Kivager assumes that the Bidas HaTosos, the psul of Nechlekat Yomes, is Mishum Hadar and not Mishum Lekichatam. And, as you pointed out, Tosos in Bava Kamet Sadi Vav assumes that by Nechlekat Yomes, there's no psul if it grows that way, Vishita Sagon. So then don't you see that Rikivegar is assuming that even a psul of Hadar is not going to be relevant if something grows that way. Right, again. Rikivegar assumes Midas Tosis that the psul of Nechlekat Yomes is Mishim Hadar. Right? And Tosis assumes that the psul of Nechlekat Yomes is only relevant if it's split beyond the way it grew. If it grew the way, that's not a psul. So don't you see from Tosfos, or Kivager's understanding of Tosfos, that even a psul hadar would not apply if the lulav grew that way. So then if you say that, this analysis is not muchach anyway. Yeah.
Even on the Rabbeinu Yerucham, if we're assuming that Nechlekat is not going to be a problem, the way if it grew that way, so if it grew even deep into the Shedra, should it not be a problem? mean, why should there be a, why should you be mechalek in a small versus a big? Unless,
right, unless you could have an egregious, if that's the normal way that something grows. So if 95% of the lulav grow the way, so you can't call that the violation of lekichatam of chaser. But if you have a strange looking lulav, that could still be a chisar lekichatam. It's chaser from the normal. It's not the normal growth. So it should refine the presentation a little bit. That the distinction of the distinction is between that which is grows away and is the normal way that it grows. Okay, I don't see that beferish in the lashon, but that could be. The Mishnah Berurah writes, as far as nistak lahalacha, afilu nistak rak miksaso shemachmas nechlekat yom estas harbiya chronim she'ein lepaslo. So if it's nistak a little bit in the top, what we call kehemnik, so even though that's not possible because of nechlekat yom, that's what we show in Rebbe by. Around the beginning of the parak here, what does hemnik add to nechlekat yomis? So some say that nechlekat yomis is on rov alin and hemnik is only on the olim side. But if you say hemnik is on the, that nechlekat yomis is on the olim side also, so it could be hemnik is a smaller shear. Nechlekat yomis, according to most Rishonim, is and even though we're machmir, that's only mishum chumra. If there's a significant neflak, if it's gandak, it could be even a slighter division. We come back to kemisha nisrachi v'sedek hashemir kishnayim pasul v'yesh lizar b'zeh harbe. So then, how much of a split of sister gandak is? Discussion among Yachronim, Chayadim, it seems to be very machmir, and discussion among contemporary poskim as well. Okay, I wish I was published.